1981 begins with the oldest man to become a US president. At 69, Ronald Reagan takes his inauguration. He announces later that all 52 hostages who were held prisoner in Tehran were to be released. They had served a total of 444 days in captivity. In Europe, the European Monetary Fund is set up and the European Currency Unit, the ECU, is introduced. And in the UK, Prince Charles announces his engagement to Lady Diana Spencer. In Australia, the coroner finds out that a dingo took Azaria.
On all the evidence, I am certain that the evidence given by Pastor and Mrs. Chamberlain was true.
September of this year sees an Australian judge call for a new inquest on Azaria Chamberlain's death. The music world mourns the death of US 50s rock and roller Bill Haley, who dies at the age of 56 in his sleep. He's joined by reggae star Bob Marley, who dies of cancer at the age of 36. The world is again rocked this year with three assassination attempts. The first was on US President Ronald Reagan, who was leaving the Washington Hilton.
A smiling Ronald Reagan was leaving the Washington Hilton, having received a warm welcome from a union audience. Out a special exit, his car about 30 feet away. As he approached the limousine, these were the sounds. The sounds change to pandemonium. Now the president, appearing uninjured, is pushed into his car by a Secret Service agent. People are still scrambling for cover. Police have literally pounced on a suspect.
John Hinckley Jr. was later to say that he tried to kill President Reagan to impress actress Jodie Foster. While Reagan suffered minor wounds, his White House aide, James Brady, was critically wounded. May of 1981 sees the assassination attempt of Pope John Paul II at St. Peter's Square in Rome. A Turkish man, Mehmet Ali Aga, is detained and later sentenced to life in prison. But the third assassination attempt this year is successful. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat is killed by Muslim fundamentalists in Cairo.
As jets flew overhead, a group of soldiers jumped from a truck taking part in a parade. They threw grenades at the reviewing stand and opened fire with automatic rifles from close range. The bullets swept through the densely packed group of senior ministers and military leaders. As the attackers sprinted towards the president, firing as they ran, there was a moment of stunned silence before security forces returned their fire.
England was to see riots break out in Toxteth in Liverpool this year. Rising tension in the community spilled out into full-scale riots in which as many as 1,000 police could have been injured. Rioting was to spread to New Zealand, when anti-apartheid demonstrators clashed with rugby fans during a tour of the South African Springboks. The world's eyes turned to England in late July as the royal wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer took place, with an estimated worldwide viewing audience of 700 million people.
Hi, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Philip Charles Arthur George.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
Technology leads the way with IBM introducing the first PC, with 64K of RAM and a floppy disk drive. August 1981 was to see the world introduction of MTV, the first 24-hour music channel. 1981 was also the year that America's first space shuttle, Columbus, was successfully launched. Mark Chapman, the killer of John Lennon, is sentenced to 20 years in prison. Actress and wife of Robert Wagner, Natalie Wood, drowns off the coast of California. Some go on to say the circumstances were suspicious. These were the highlights that formed the year 1981.